or a ghost story.
We don't want to talk about that anymore. We got ghost stories to get to. Tomorrow's Halloween, for crying out loud.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it's here so fast. Time is going.
Yeah, it has been moving really quick because next thing you know, it's going to be Thanksgiving on the Mayflower time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But right now, until we get to Halloween, we've still been telling ghost stories. Earlier this week, we went down to Hotel Congress, and we spoke with one of the managers, David Slutz. He knows all of the ghost stories.
There's, of course, 216, where guests would get into the room and complain at the front desk the next day, say, hey, someone came into my room then. But when I turned on the light, no one was there, and yet all the towels were in the toilet. And we were like, well, that's interesting. A month later, someone comes down and say, hey, something weird happened last night. All the towels are in the toilet.
One of the freakiest ones ever. Yeah. Because it just happened again and again and again.
With different guests. It's
different,
not like
guests
all
in their own locked room with no access to that.
That's the bizarre thing. All the guests would report the same thing from the same room.
Same thing. And that makes sense. They move things in the room. That is what happens.
Do you think this audio is too difficult to understand, or should we play a little bit more?
Yeah, a little bit more.
All right, here's another story he told us about a different room.
The other most famous ghost we have is in a room similar to this. It's room 220, where Vince, he came in 1965 off the train and moved into the hotel, and he never checked out. He lived here for 30 years, and he lived there forever.
Wait, well, this was a real person?
A real person.
Moved in and never moved out.
Never moved out until he passed away about 18, 19 years ago. Well, the thing about Vince was he's a crotchety old guy, and I knew him. I knew him very well, and he used to do little work around the building, and he'd get in fights with the housekeeping said, because he'd go down the cafe, bring his food up, and never bust his plates. And they go, Vince, you're not a guest. You live here. You bust around. They get tossing at me in front. Well, he passes away, right? And about a year later,
the rest of the story is on MixFM.com. You watch the video. You'll see exactly what Vince did to the housekeepers and the people who would stay in the room next door. He didn't like neighbors making noise.
No. You know, it's the housekeepers that freaked me out the most because they're in the rooms all the time. I mean, also with David, he'd be the front desk. He worked there for 20-something
Overnight,
years.
Overnight, he would be there when all of this stuff was happening.
But these, the housekeepers, so nice, but they're like, listen, I make the bed and then I see handprints. I mean, just really creepy things.
One of the housekeepers, Eloisa, is also in the video you can watch at MixFM.com, telling stories about things she saw and heard. She tried not to be scared about it, but we saw a couple other housekeepers in the hallway who weren't willing to talk. They said, no.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about that. So there's something going on at Congress. Oh, there's a lot of something.
And you could do the Ouija board.
Oh, that gigantic Ouija board. Don't mess with that thing.
No.